It's been a while since I did one of these, so you guys, welcome to the podcast about randomness. Thank you so very much for tuning in and listening to just whatever I have to say. So you guys, I'm going to start y'all off with a quote, and then we're just going to get straight into the podcast. So the quote is from Bob Marley. It says, "Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds," end quote. Let me just say that again in case y'all didn't understand it. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None, meaning nobody, no one, but ourselves can free our minds. So you guys, just take that in however you want to take it in. I'm not going to break it down or anything like that. It should be very plain and simple. But yeah, you guys, let's just get straight into the podcast. So it's been a while. Very disappointed in myself for not following through. I had an interview lined up I didn't follow through with, and I didn't pump anything out on the podcast. Pause if that sounded weird. But so the reason why I kind of been absent is because, if you guys have been listening since the beginning, thank y'all, by the way, but you would know that episode 2 or 3, I believe it was 3, I had a deal that we did for my first real estate, property. You guys, long story short, that ended up falling through. We made a lot of rookie mistakes on that deal. Just basic shit, man. But, you know, we fucked up and we basically lost the deal because of it. And I'm not going to lie, that shit fucked me up. Because I like was telling myself, you know, I'm a real estate investor 4 or 5 months, you know, of just grinding. And nothing coming out of it. And then to have something, and then to boast to y'all about it, going on my IG page, you know what I mean? Just boasting and bragging and shit. The fucking deal fell through, man. And I took that shit hard as fuck. And luckily, I had the wherewithal. God granted me with the wherewithal to not look at it as a fuck up. It is a fuck up, but not look at it like that. But look at it as a learning experience. I basically learned a lot. You know, I've sat back and reflected on this deal hours at night. Even during the day, even if I'm just talking to people, sometimes my mind would just space out and be like, you know, how did you fuck that up? But I learned from it. And if you guys have been following me on Instagram, you know, I just bought the magnets. I can't even say magnet. I don't know how to say it, but the stuff for my truck, you know, I'm basically mobile advertising myself. You know, I thank God that I just had the ability to bounce back. Because if 1-2 years ago, I probably would have quit, to be perfectly honest with y'all. I would have quit. If I worked hard for 4 or 5 months, not making a fucking dime off this shit, and basically breaking myself, you know, I was bankrupting myself behind this shit. And to finally get something and really just have the rug snatched out from under you, a year ago, I would have fucking quit. You know what I mean? Like, I would have mentally quit. I just would have gave up on that shit. I'd be like, oh, well, this shit doesn't work. You know, I would have blamed everybody but myself, if that makes sense. And I'm glad I'm at the point in my life now where I'm able to, yeah, I kind of buckled. I folded a little bit. I bitched up a little bit for 2 weeks because that shit hurt my pride. But I just look at that shit as a learning experience now. And, you know, just from following up, touching base with people, going to people's houses this past week, I got another hot lead. And if it amounts to something, it amounts to something. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But the fact that I'm just more happy with the fact that I'm able to take that shit on its chin and keep it moving, knowing a year ago, if I would have took that punch, I would have backed out. I would have tapped out. And so, you guys, you know, I never want to come off preachy or anything like that. But fuck, bro, if I can do it, you can do this shit too. You know what I mean? I always tell myself, you know, I'm nobody special. I'm not above anybody. I don't want to be above anybody. I look at everybody on the same playing field, you know. But I've quit everything. You know what I mean? And for me to take that shit on my chin, fold up for about 2 weeks, but just have the ability to snap out of that shit and just be like, fuck it. You know, that's a learning experience. To me, it's a big accomplishment. Again, knowing that a year ago I would have quit. So you guys, man, if I could do this shit, anybody can fucking do this shit. You know, I made a little post on my Instagram that basically said, you know, invest in yourself. And you know, that doesn't mean, it doesn't have to be financially. I would prefer it for it to be financially, you know. But in, like, just bet on yourself. You know what I mean? Like, invest in your health. You know, you wake up and do push-ups. You know what I mean? Don't say you can't make it to the gym or whatever. You could do push-ups at home. You could fake like your jump rope, and you don't even have to buy a jump rope. You can literally just jump up and down, swinging your arms like you're doing a jump rope. You know, that's investing in yourself. You know, use your time wisely. Again, I don't want to come off preachy, but, you know, get off Netflix. You know what I mean? I feel like I can say that shit because I don't have Netflix on my phone. You know what I mean? Like, I deleted that shit. But that doesn't mean I don't give myself time out of the day to, like, entertain myself. Like, I'll watch UFC fights on, or boxing. You know what I mean? But I don't consume my day with that shit. If that makes any sense. And if it doesn't, I'm sorry, but this is me just working my own shit out in my head and y'all just kind of hearing it. But you know, invest in your time wisely. You know, don't, I talk to people all the time and all they tell me is, you know, well, I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to do that. But you do. You know, yeah, you could work a 9-to-5 or an 8-hour job, but those 8 hours that you're not there, use your time wisely. Even if you got kids. I got kids. You know what I mean? And I'm trying to set an example for them. So every day they see me, every morning, they wake up, I'm doing push-ups. To the point now where my son wakes up and he starts doing push-ups with me. That way they see that shit. I make sure they see me reading a book. I make sure they see me listening to a podcast. I make them listen to motivational speeches. I make them say positive affirmations without them even knowing. You know what I mean? So don't tell me you don't have time, because you can use that time with your kids, you know, versus letting them be on the phone and whatever. I'm guilty of that shit. I bought my daughter a phone, but, you know, I try to monitor while she's with me and I'm watching her. I monitor her time on that phone. She might get 1 hour with me. Same with my son. He likes playing on the phone too. He's low key addicted to that. High key, actually. He's really addicted to that shit. But he might get 30 minutes with me. You know what I mean? I don't even really let him be on the phone like that around me. Just because he's so addicted to that shit. But, you know, use your time wisely. Just because you got a job doesn't mean that's all you could do. You could do more. You know what I mean? You could sleep an hour less or 2 hours less, or go to sleep a little bit earlier, or stay up a little bit later. You know, you're going to make time for the shit that you want to make time for. So, you know, again, I don't want to come off preachy, but I live what I preach. You know what I mean? Or I don't know. Yeah, that's a stupid ass saying, but because I don't want to be preachy, but I live what I'm saying. I tell y'all to invest in yourself. I just bought me 2 signs. I low key could have bought them signs a long ass time ago because they weren't that expensive. But I told myself I'm not going to tell people to do shit if I'm not doing shit. So fuck it. I invested in myself. put that shit on my own. You know what I mean? Some of y'all have license plates. Check this shit out. Some of y'all have license plates with whoever you bought your car from's name on the license plate. That's free mobile advertising for everybody but yourself. You know what I mean? I know that's real minuscule, it's real small, but just subtle shit like that. You know what I mean? Advertise your own shit. If you do makeup, get a fucking sticker on your car that says you do makeup with your phone number. Anything. If you mow yards, say that shit. You know what I mean? If you could do anything on the side that might help somebody that you might think that you can make money for, it don't got to be a fucking home run. It don't have to make you rich. It don't have to be real estate. Do you know what I mean? It could be whatever. If you feel like you teach somebody how to drink water, get a sign that says you could teach somebody how to drink water. It was your phone number on it. And create your own stream of income. That way you're not so reliant on a job. I'm not saying quit your fucking job or whatever the case may be, but use your money after you pay your rent, after you do whatever, and you'll have some money left over. You know what I mean? If you could buy yourself Whataburger, McDonald's or whatever, you'll have money left over. Sacrifice that shit. Go to fucking Walmart. Go buy you a pack of fucking salmon or whatever. You know, cook on Sunday night and make that shit stress until Wednesday. Then cook again Wednesday night and make that shit stress until Sunday. And save all your pennies up, whatever you could save up, even if it's fucking $5 a paycheck. Save up $5 a paycheck and take that money and invest it into yourself. Again, if you want to do makeup, go buy a makeup palette and just do somebody's makeup. You don't have to have everything right away. I don't have everything for this podcast. I don't have a microphone. I'm recording this shit on my phone in a fucking room while my phone is on the charger. But yet, this shit is on Spotify. This shit is on SoundCloud for free. So, you know what I mean? And yeah, I haven't made no money off this, and I might not ever make any money off this. Who fucking knows? But who cares? You know what I mean? I'm doing something for myself for free, making time for it. So I know I went on a rant about learning from your fucking mistakes to making time, but it's all the fucking same. Man, learn from your mistakes. If you're not where you want to be right now, accept that shit, that it's on you, because I'm definitely not where I want to be right now, and that shit's on me. It's on nobody but me. Own that shit. Don't look outward, look inward. Own that shit and change. Learn from your mistakes and grow from that shit. You know what I mean? This is coming from a nigga that was locked up for a year and a half. You know? You know what I mean? It only took me one time to be like, yo, this shit ain't for me. It took me one fucking time to go to jail for a year and a half to realize, hey, that shit is not for me. You know what I mean? I'm too fucking handsome. My time is too valuable to, you know what I mean, to be fucking incarcerated. Do you know what I mean? And going back to that Bob Marley quote, fam, we are fucking mental slaves. Every single last one of us that isn't where we want to be. We're all mental slaves. You know, we're stuck in a way of thinking that we have to have a job to provide for ourselves. We do need a source of income. Don't get me wrong. You need a source of income. But, man, take that money from your job or that paycheck. You know what I mean? Sacrifice 6 months of living. And I guarantee, I mean, not 6 months of living, but 6 months of going out, drinking, or whatever your vice is. Do you know what I mean? My vice is smoking. I smoke weed. You know what I mean? I spend between $25 to $100 every time I buy weed, you know, and I really need to cut that shit out. So, You know, so don't just think, you know what I mean? I'm not holier than thou. I'm at the same level y'all are. But I don't drink, you know what I mean? So, and I don't go out. I fucking hate going out. So, you know, I don't spend money on going, you know what I mean, on going out. Last week, I spent a lot on going out on, like, with food. But I don't really do that shit. I eat at home. You know what I mean? I spend $14 and I get a week's worth of salmon. You know, and I eat that shit with a salad or some rice. Some shit that's cheap. But I can make that shit taste good. I put lemon pepper on the shit. You know what I mean? I'm on a fucking tangent, but you can cut a lot of shit out that you're spending your money on. Little shit that is going to add up in the long run. You know what I mean? Don't go to fucking Starbucks. Make coffee at home. Go buy a big ass thing of coffee from wherever. You know what I mean? And make that shit at home. I don't know. It's, man, there's so many fucking ways for you guys to save money and invest in yourself. And part of me gets bummed out that people don't see it. And then part of me is just like, I don't think people want to see it. I think people are honestly okay with living their life. And that's not a knock against them, because not everybody, you know, not everybody could be a fucking, not a leader, but, you know, not everybody can think on their, or not think on their own. I don't know what I'm saying, because I don't want to belittle nobody, but not everybody wants to bet on themselves or feel like they can bet on themselves, actually. But I'm telling you, you can, because I did. And I mean, if you guys know me, you know me, you know, and y'all can fucking do it. You know what I mean? Like, if I can do it, y'all can do it for sure. That's a fucking fact. That's a fucking fact. If I can do this shit, y'all can do that shit. Because I know a lot of y'all are way better than me. A lot of y'all listening right now are way fucking better than me at probably podcasting, producing. Some of y'all could probably sell houses better than me. You know what I mean? And yeah, man, just fucking learn from your mistakes, grow from that shit, and invest in your time. I would say invest in your time more than money, because you can spend your time learning, but there's going to be a point to where it's time for action. Like, you can acquire so much fucking knowledge, but knowledge without action is useless, you know what I mean? So there's going to be a point in time where you require action. And unfortunately, sometimes it does cost money. Again, this podcast didn't. So, you know what I mean? Some shit doesn't cost money, but some shit will cost money. You know what I mean? I spent $50 on the fucking magnet, the magnets, the shit that I put on my truck, advertising what I do with my phone number. I spent $50 on it. And that's mobile advertising. Somebody says, I was door dashing today and somebody says something about it. The person I delivered the order to, he asked about it. So it's already working. You know what I mean? He knows what I do. You know what I mean? He had a fucking ring thing and he might know somebody with an abandoned house or whatever. You know what I mean? So it's already working. If you know what I mean? And I'm willing to spend that $50 investing on myself, then spending that $50 at Whataburger or, you know what I mean, any fast food place. You know, that's a bet. I will take that fucking bet 15 times out of 10 in this mind state that I'm in now. And that's what it really starts with. It starts with your mind state. Because again, a year ago, fuck no. You know what I mean? No, I'm not going to spend $50 on some shit that's not guaranteed. You know what I mean? So it starts with your fucking mental. Man, emancipate yourself from mental fucking slavery. It's on you. Nothing I can tell you will change you. Nothing any fucking body can tell you will change you but yourself. But your fucking self. It's, you have to change your mental. And once you can change your mental, the universe is the fucking limit. You know what I mean? The universe is the fucking limit. So, you know, hopefully you're inspired. Hopefully you're motivated. And, you know, just change your mental. Think positive. Wake up in the morning and tell yourself you're fucking great. Say that shit 10 times. When you wake up in the morning, before you do anything, before you check your phone, and say that shit 10 times right before you go to bed. You get to say, I'm great. And then add whatever else you want to that. But just tell yourself you're great. You know, say that shit over and over and over and over. Eventually, you're going to believe that shit. And you should, because you are great. You know, but feed your mind positive shit. Feed your mind good shit. Go to YouTube and watch an inspirational video. Fill your days with that. You know what I mean? Versus whatever you're looking at. You know, versus the fucking news. The news is so fucking depressing. Somebody fucking dies every fucking day on the news. That, you know, then they talk politics and that shit just gets so fucking my mom watches that shit, and every time I see her watch that shit, I'm like, why? You know, like, why? You know, read positive motivational quotes, you know, fill your mind with positive shit, and this positive shit is gonna come to you. You know, it's gonna happen. That's the way. I don't know how it works, but that's the way it works. And I'm living proof of that shit. I'm living fucking proof. Whenever I got locked up, went to jail, my mind was filled with nothing but negative shit. Nothing but fucking negative shit. At the time, I didn't think it was negative. You know, at the time, I was just living. You know, I was just doing me. I was living. You know what I mean? Trying to make money. And you should make money, but you know what I mean? But there's ways to make money, and there's ways to be positive about making money. You know, money isn't everything, but you need money to do what you want to do. You know what I mean? It's going to be a byproduct of you being positive. You know, you really just switching your mental up. And unfortunately, you know, like cutting people out, like cut negative people out of your life. Like, you know what I mean? Don't be around negative bullshit all the time. Surround yourself with people that you think are successful, that you think might be better than you. You know, surround yourself with people like that. You know what I mean? And the universe is just going to send you nothing but positive shit. Nothing but positive shit. In ways that you probably wouldn't even expect. And I say that shit again because I'm recognizing right now that it's happening to me. So you guys, man, I don't have all the answers, and I don't claim to have all the answers. I don't think anybody on this earth has all the answers, you know, but I do know this: if you can surround yourself with positive people, positive thoughts, positive fucking energy, yeah, shit's bad, shit is gonna happen because that's just the way the world works. So just fucking accept that shit, you know what I mean, and push forward. You know, You can only control you. That's it. You can only control you. So you control your emotions. You know, you determine if you're mad, happy, sad, angry, whatever. Choose to be happy. Choose to be positive. Try that shit out for 3 days. You know, try not going on Facebook or Instagram. Okay, I won't even say that. Try looking at positive shit all day on Facebook and Instagram. Hide all the people, delete all the people that you know have nothing to offer you when they post. Because when they post, it's about bullshit. Whatever you think bullshit is, it's subjective. So whatever you think bullshit is, and choose to look at positive shit all day. And just watch how your first day, you're going to be naturally uplifted. Again, I don't know why it works that way or how it works that way, but it fucking does work that way. You know, I'm sure everybody's going through it. So choose something that is really just fucking with you mentally and accept that that shit happened and force yourself to find the positive out of it. And if it's a positive that you can act upon that positivity. You know, hey man, that's really all I have for you. Again, I'm sorry if I came off preachy or better than somebody. That's not my intention. That's not my intention at all. Again, this is me working my own shit out and recognizing that people, I don't know why, but some of y'all fuck with me. Some of y'all listen to me. So I'm recognizing that y'all listen to me. And that's why I'm saying y'all. But I'm also talking to myself included. You know what I mean? Just surround yourself with positive shit. And positive shit's going to happen to you. Again, negative shit is always going to happen. But, you know, me going to jail was the best thing that ever happened to me. Outside of having my kids, me going to jail, probably better than that, because me going to jail forced me to grow up. And, you know, spending your 21st birthday, that's not how I imagined spending my 21st birthday locked up. But it happened. You know what I mean? But I'm also glad it happened. You know, because 7 years later, where I am now mentally, the seeds were planted while I was in jail. As funny as that sounds, the seeds were planted while I was in jail, you know, and it takes time. And, you know, this, like, you know what I mean? The tree is fucking, my tree is, you know, the mental tree is growing now. You know what I mean? It's not to where it's going to be. You know what I mean? But it's growing. It's no longer just a stump. You know what I mean? Like, my tree has little leaves on it now. And a lot of y'all listening, you know what I mean, probably haven't even did half the dumb shit that I did. You know what I mean? So you know what I mean? So again, if I could do this shit, if I could, you know, find the positive and shit and just, you know, man, I promise on everything you guys can too. So, you know, I'll leave y'all with that. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this podcast. Again, thank you guys so much for listening. I mean, I have so much big shit coming up, and I don't even want to share it with y'all, you know, but, and it's not with just the real estate, it's with a whole lot of other shit, and man, I am so fucking grateful for everybody that I have in my life right now, that I'm communicating with on a daily basis, and this shit's fucking beautiful, man. Fucking life is so fucking beautiful right now, and fuck, man, I'm so excited. So again, I got big shit coming up, not just with real estate shit, but just with I'm about to start making fucking moves. You know what I mean? I'm about to start setting up for generational wealth. And man, I just want to bring you guys along the ride with me. And hopefully we can all do this shit. Honestly, I honest to God hope that every single one of y'all are set up way better than me. Honestly. Man, so I wish y'all all the best. Thank you guys so much again for listening. So I'm going to end with this. You know, invest in yourself. Drink water. Do your push-ups. And guys, you already know the fucking marathon continues. Again, thank you guys so much for listening. I'll fuck with y'all the long way. Bless.